The news gives you an opinionated view of politics. But my guest, who is a prophet, has revelation about politics beyond the veil. Next. My guest, John Hamill, has such a unique call and situation in Washington, D.C. It sounds like your location is so picked by God and strategic.
It is remarkable. In fact, it came by a vision. We're on the 21st floor of a condominium that overlooks all of Washington, D.C. There's very few places, even in D.C., where you can actually see the White House. We can see the White House, we can see the Capitol, we can even see the Supreme Court, as well as all the monuments.
You have so many stories of what God has shown you about the political environment in the U.S. and the world, for that matter. But you also have relationships with very strategic people, and you can piece all this stuff together. I think it's fascinating. Sometimes I bet you feel like you're a detective.
I do. To be behind the scenes and behind the veil at the same time is an honor, and it's sometimes a little overwhelming, but we've seen some of the most extraordinary turnarounds, I believe, in modern American history.
Well, we're going to talk about some of them, but in 2014, you heard a most important term. It really is the story of your life and your purpose. You heard the word turnaround. Tell me the context.
Yes, sir. Well, we're praying over Washington, D.C. from our perch, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the turnaround he wanted to bring to the United States of America and to the U.S. government. And he gave me a chapter from the book of Daniel. In Daniel 7:22, he sees a picture of the court of heaven. The Ancient of Days takes his seat, and judgment is rendered in favor of the saints. We felt like the Lord was quickening to us this verdict, just to call it the turnaround verdict, Daniel 7:22, judgment in favor of the saints, restraining the enemy, releasing the saints to possess the kingdom.
Now, why were you in Jerusalem during the election?
Yeah, of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
What year was that?
That was 2015. We had been invited to go to Jerusalem just to spend some downtime with a friend who has a place that overlooks all of Mount Zion. And we were praying on when to go. And the Holy Spirit spoke to go and represent the body of Christ in Jerusalem. The former administration was really coming against Prime Minister Netanyahu, even sent its top political operative to work for Netanyahu's opposition, to topple Netanyahu. And we really felt that Washington, D.C. has no right to rule Jerusalem or rule Israel. That's God's covenant land. It's the throne, only place on earth where God says, this is my throne. And so we went for the final 10 days of Prime Minister Netanyahu's election with this Daniel 7:22 verdict. And I got to tell you, the folks that we are friends with, they said, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard, except there's no way it's going to happen because there's too much pressure on Israel to acquiesce to the administration.
The United States administration,
yes.
The Obama administration.
The Obama administration, that's
okay.
Correct.
Isn't that awful? That our United States president sent people to overturn an election in Israel?
It is awful. It's horrific. And of course, Prime Minister Netanyahu was standing against President Obama's nuclear accords with Iran, and which we perceive to be a covenant with death itself. And so we really felt like God wanted to bring a turnaround, but the ground zero of it wasn't the White House. Even before the White House, it was Jerusalem and Israel. And he quickened to us that the same verdict that shifted the American political world, he was employing to shift Jerusalem and to shift Israel.
And so Netanyahu was not supposed to win that race.
He was not supposed to win that race.
But history tells me different what happened.
It was absolutely extraordinary. Against all odds, Prime Minister Netanyahu won. We had dear friends we were having dinner with, and they were weeping. And she said, I just want you to know the results are in. And against all odds, your Daniel 7:22 turnaround verdict has come through.
And because God was so pleased that you prayed for this turnaround, he said a promise to you about the United States.
He sure did, Sid. It was extraordinary. You know, there's no passage of Scripture that talks about the watchman anointing as much as Isaiah 62. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem, who will not hold their peace day or night. And we were actually on the walls of Jerusalem, facing the Western Wall, when the Holy Spirit spoke to me something extraordinary. He said, as you stood with me for my elections in my covenant land, so I am standing with you for a turnaround in your 2016 presidential elections.
You wrote a book. It is not an accident, this new book just came out, White House Watchmen. Why at this time in history is the message in this book so strategic?
Well, Sid, I think it's because unlike any other moment in American history, we are at a dramatic crossroads where we can go either one way or the other. We can either spiral down again into the challenges of what can only be described as global governance tied to idolatry that brings subjugation not only to our nation, but to the nations.
And the communist socialists will get their way.
The communist socialists all amalgamated together in a Hitler-esque expression. God has set us apart as a nation unto him. Our covenantal foundations, 400 years ago, my forefathers came over on the Mayflower, inspired by the Jewish people. They dreamed of consecrating a land that would be covenanted to God generationally. And I saw by the Spirit how literally America has a choice to make that is going to be detrimental or very instrumental in securing his blessing for generations to come. The decisions we make at this time, the prayers we pray and the actions we take, they're essential to securing God's dream for the United States of America. We're going to go one way or the other.
And you headed this turnaround tour on a train, and you called the train, I love the name, the Glory Train, because the purpose of the train was to turn around the nation. And you actually went to all 50 states to pray for a turnaround on the nation. But then, well, I thought Donald Trump is done as a candidate. Yeah. When the news of his locker room talk and what he was doing, et cetera, with his sexual immorality, I thought he was finished.
Yeah, there's no doubt President Trump has made mistakes, as have we all. And it's been interesting how God has even used that as we've pointed a finger at the president, President Trump. We've seen the Lord point the finger back at us. Judge not lest you be judged. And we've seen in both sides of the aisle tremendous redemptive exposure and holy conviction restored. But it was very interesting. This really shows, Sid, the power of the prophetic, the power of a word of knowledge that even continues within the administration today, the openness to prayer and the prophetic ministry. We were on the tour. We ministered at a little church in Virginia to a lady who was wearing a hoodie and just prophesied over. And to my surprise, I saw the doors of the White House open and I saw her walk into the White House. And then we stayed in touch. I got a call from her right as the news was breaking. You remember that the news media released these, quote, locker room tapes, unquote, right before the election to strategically sabotage President Trump and make it virtually impossible for him to win over Hillary Clinton. She called us again and she said, well, I'd like you to come pray at the Trump headquarters. And I said, well, like in Washington, D.C.? She said, no, I'd like you to pray at the Trump headquarters in New York City. That's where I work now. She actually took that prophecy seriously. She got aboard the Trump train, if you will. And they liked her so much, they promoted her to New York City. So there we were at Trump headquarters going, took a tour, went down the golden escalator and then up the golden elevator. It was a surreal experience. And then we prayed Daniel 7:22 and asked God to uphold his verdict for our nation and grant a turnaround according to the prayers that so many saints throughout the nation have prayed. And within 1 week, Sid, I got a phone call from our friend, and she said, have you seen the news? The news shifted, and President Trump, against all odds, just first Netanyahu won, turnaround verdict. Secondly, President Trump, against all odds, won. Just as it happened in Israel, it happened in Washington, D.C.
God honors his promises, doesn't he?
He sure does. That same person later called us and asked us to come pray. And I said, sure, where are you now? She said, I now work for the White House. And she invited us over to actually pray with her in the White House. It's amazing how God fulfills prophetic words.
You didn't even know it. That little church with the woman with the hoodie would open all these doors for you. Tell me about the prophetic word you got in 2017.
You know, as a prophet, you just want to hear good news. You just want to hear favorable news. But this wasn't necessarily the news I wanted to hear. The Holy Spirit, as we were praying over our watchman's perch, praying over Washington, D.C., the Holy Spirit spoke to us that by 2020, there will be a series of midnight crises. And he referenced Matthew chapter 25 with the midnight crises that cause the bride to fall asleep. But at midnight, there's a cry, behold the bridegroom, he's coming, rise up to meet him. We had a revolution gathering at the Trump International Hotel in 2019 over New Year's Eve. And it was an amazing time. Literally, we've prayed for the glory of God to be restored to this nation, the manifest presence and power of God to saturate hearts. And on December 31st, the Holy Spirit came in such power without people being touched at all. I mean, some we prayed for people, but people all over were weeping. They were on the floor. They were shaking. They were experiencing God personally, the manifest presence and power of God. And so we were looking at...
You had a foretaste of the glory that's right about, it's on us right now.
Yes.
At that time. But then shortly thereafter, you got a word that everyone knows today.
Yeah, we were thinking ourselves, you know, to take this on the road because we've been praying for it for so many years and the governmental glory of God showed up and we are forever changed. And so we wanted to keep the fire burning. Mm-hmm. And we were praying and the Holy Spirit spoke, shelter in place, shelter in place. I took this to my wife, Jolene, and the Lord, I thought she was going to just blow it off and say, get over yourself, let's move forward. And instead, she said the Lord directed her to the passage in Isaiah that talks about shut yourself in, close your door until the wrath of God passes over. And we realized that God was serious about sheltering in place. So we canceled everything. And then within a little while, we...
But this wasn't in the news. This was just in God's news.
It was in God's news. It was not in the news. There was no news about it January, the first week of January. Yeah, the depth of the crisis of the coronavirus did not... it wasn't realized until... months after.
You were on your way to a vacation by sheltering in place. I think God was actually even protecting you and giving you a foretaste of what was about ready to happen.
That's true.
But would you, now that you've heard all the gifting this man operates under, would you like to know God's verdict for our next presidential election? Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get John Hamill's brand new eye-opening book, White House Watchmen, and John and Jolene Hamill's exclusive three-part audio series, 20 Prophecies for the 2020s. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9700. John Hamill's book, White House Watchmen, will unveil 20 groundbreaking prophetic priorities that reveal heaven's strategy for the coming days. Spiritually secure your perimeter and operate in authority in prayer. Equip you for secret service in the Spirit as a special ops prayer warrior. Empower God's people to postpone Armageddon. Reveal how covenant restoration establishes heaven's governmental blessing in your household, family, and nation. You will also receive John and Jolene Hamill's exclusive three-part audio CD series, 20 Prophecies for the 2020s. The prophecies cover the future of America and the upcoming election. There will be a historic sweep, an upset in the House and Senate. There will be an awakening and covenant consecration. It will affect America, Israel, the United Kingdom, and will eventually affect many nations. God intends for nations to be completely turned around to see freedom, prosperity, and justice restored. Genuine repentance will manifest on leaders and society. Dictatorships will fall. Nations will be born again. Entire regions will be lifted out of recession and poverty. God is calling you to be His prophetic change agent in this unprecedented moment in history. Now is your time to receive the Watchman mantle for this hour. Pray powerful, earth-shaking prayers that will hit heaven's target every time. Don't miss out on getting John Hamill's brand new eye-opening book, White House Watchmen, and John and Jolene Hamill's exclusive three-part audio series, 20 Prophecies for the 2020s. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9700. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9700 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, John, you saw 20 things prophetically. We've already learned about these prophetic gifts that John and his wife operated under. 20 things that are going to happen in the decade of the 2020s. And so tell me two of them, of the 20.
Number one, I believe God is raising up White House watchmen. He gave me the phrase that for us to secure heaven's desire for the 2020 presidential elections, spiritual revolutionaries need to be mobilized in prayer and action. And one of the primary victories that God is intent on seeing established in our nation is the finality of the restraining and overthrow of government-funded abortion. And I saw the Lord bring His gavel down in a way, I literally thought that the earth was trembling. I felt that magnitude of shaking. And the Holy Spirit spoke, covenant with death and hell annulled. And I knew that this victory that God was declaring was going to shift us from a covenant with death, empowering a culture of death, which in many ways we're seeing right now, to a covenant of life that empowers a culture of life generationally.
What did God show you about President Trump, one of your 20 prophecies for the 2020s?
Well, there was a real warning, and I want to just preface this by, again, this is one of the primary reasons why we have written this book, White House Watchmen, to raise you up as a watchman in prayer and give you keys. So on Yom Kippur of 2019, the Holy Spirit gave me a vision that ultimately represented God's verdict for President Trump and for our nation. I saw President Trump underwater. He was struggling desperately, Sid, to free himself. And I heard by the Spirit, they tried to leverage him, but it did not work. So they decided to throw him overboard. And in the vision, we were able to break the chains through prayer. And the president shot up to the surface. He gasped for breath. And I heard the Lord say, the resurrection of Donald John Trump. He didn't say first President Trump. He said Donald John Trump. as a person, as a human being, healed, restored, and strengthened. So, and I knew that the Lord was saying that He wants to give a major visitation to the president that brings him forward into healing from the trauma that has been inflicted upon him by the relentless opposition that has been spiritually empowered in the demonic realms. We know that God wants to give President Trump a fresh start, but we also had major warnings against assassinations. President Trump, the forces of darkness, were targeting President Trump through character assassination. And the warning was, if that did not work, there might be literal assassination attempts against the President of the United States.
From this prophecy, is he going to be a two-term president?
I will say yes, but I will also say that is dependent on you, not just your voting, and everybody should vote their conscience in this election, but also your intercession, also your prayers for President Trump, your prayers for the administration will tip the scales in this election.
And I can't let you leave without telling me about your, briefly, the vision of heaven.
Last year, I had a prophetic experience. You know, the Bible in the book of Revelation talks about how God's throne is surrounded by a vast sea of glass. And in this prophetic experience, I was shooting up through the sea of glass. And I popped my head above the waters and I looked and I saw Jesus in His majesty, in His glory, in His fierceness, seated at this gigantic table. And on this table were piles of crumpled up pieces of paper, Sid. And these crumpled up pieces of paper represented invitations, commissions, and inheritances that His own people had rejected. And I saw the Lord take one of these pieces of paper and He put it into the sea of glass, and the whole invitation was reconstituted. But I think the greatest expression of the reconstitution that I saw occurring was the reconstitution of invitations that the Lord from the depths of His heart had sent out, and they had been rejected. And the Lord is giving many people another chance to respond positively to these invitations.
Invitations for what?
Well, even to come to know Him and be saved, to be rescued.
I want you to pray real quick for the inheritances, the invitations. There's callings that you have, and these callings are still alive. Nothing is impossible with God. Pray.
Yes. And further, if you don't receive this, this is going to affect your generations tremendously. So we need to receive the blessing God's given. Father, in Jesus' name, we approach the highest court of the kingdom of God, and we are asking for the reconstitution of these invitations according to the vision that you've given me. In fact, we governmentally release them. We declare that where they've been crumpled up and thrown aside, as you've been the global trash collector and you've brought them back before your throne, that you are reissuing them right now. And Lord, we release the reissuing of these covenants, these invitations, these commissionings, these inheritances in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare, Father God, that even as a nation where the enemy is trying to capture the inheritance of this nation, that you are restraining the enemy and you are releasing the saints to possess the kingdom, and the inheritance of this nation will stand as a burning lamp in this season of history, in the name of Jesus.